Hey guys, this is Nasia, and you're listening to Common Sense with Nasia. Now, I'm not saying common sense because everything that I'm talking about is common sense, but a lot of things that I'm talking about are going to be dealing with common sense and knowledge and things like that. But one thing that I've learned is that common sense is really not all that common. So that's kind of where that background of the title is coming from. And also, I had a good friend of mine tell me, you know, if I do my podcast, that's what I should call it, you know. So I actually like it. It's pretty catchy. So that's where that name came from. But, you know, don't let it stop you from listening just because it sounds like, you know, it's boxing this podcast into a group. It's not really. I'm going to talk about a lot of different things on my podcast, just a lot of my experiences, a lot of my story, a lot of my background, a lot of my perspective, but I'm also going to talk about just a lot of different situations and topics that are going on that I've observed. And I also want to get other people's opinions and perspectives, and I want to get some topics from other people as well, because, you know, I'm not one-sided. I'm opening to definitely learning and definitely hearing different things and different perspectives. I think that, you know, life is really about being able to understand. Communication is super important, and understanding is actually really essential to being able to properly communicate with others. So I do feel everybody should be able to, you know, express their opinions despite if others agree with them or not. So really, I just want my audience to know that I'm open to hearing what they have to say. Another thing that I want to let you guys know before and get too far is that this podcast is not rehearsed, so bear with me. There may be some pauses or a couple mistakes that I make as I'm talking, and since I'm not really rehearsing this, or I'm not trying to go through and edit it too many times, because I want it to be organic, I want it to be real, just bear with that. So, what I want to talk about today is just how we don't really spend a whole lot of time doing the things that we want to do in our lives. And basically, where I'm coming from with that is that I feel that society has made it so that people think that all they have to, or all they can do, is work their 9-to-5, go to school, you know, because the book says, you know, if you're playing by the book, this imaginary book, right, of doing things the right way, you go to school, you know, you get your associates, then you get your bachelor's, you get your master's, and some people even a PhD. You know, they all fall right in line. And the goal is to keep going with school as far as you can and to not give up. You know, similar to your 9-to-5, you know, you start from the bottom and you work yourself up. You know, you work your way up. And, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to go without having, quote unquote, a real job. And for some people, you know, a real job looks a lot differently than others, but I think, you know, most people understand where I'm going with that. You know, being like a comedian, or let's say I was, you know, doing a podcast full time, is not really what, you know, is looked at as a real job. And, you know, I can understand that, but I just think that it's not motivating to the younger generation. It's not motivating to the 18 to 30 year olds right now. It's not motivating to the generations to come, you know, for us to be able to feel creative and to do the things that we want and get what we want out of life. To have someone tell us that we need to work a 9-to-5 or we need to go to school and we need to get a degree doesn't motivate us to do that stuff at all. You know, you have to really want those things. And even if you want those things, it doesn't mean that those things fulfill you still or they make you happy. You know, like I am working full time, I'm going to school full time. And don't get me wrong, you know, I want to do well in school and I want to get a degree, but I will tell you, it is one of the hardest things. Going to school is one of the hardest things. And then to add on to my plate working full time, it's not an easy task whatsoever. And I've always kind of valued working more than school just because I don't like some of the ideas behind school. You know, I've had a lot of complications with teachers and even from a young age, and so I haven't really liked school a whole lot, but I understand the importance of school, and I think that's the reason why, you know, I want to do well. I've always wanted to do well. I do know that it's an important thing and knowledge is power, you know, so it's very very valuable to me, but it's still hard to want to finish because of the obstacles that I go through a lot of times. And I think the biggest thing is just keeping yourself consumed with the things that you want to do, you know, creatively. Like this podcast, I haven't made time for it, and so that's why I'm just now getting started, really. But it's one thing that I've been wanting to do for a couple months. And, you know, I just keep telling myself, oh, I don't have enough time. Oh, I need to finish this. I need to finish that. And then I end up really wasting a whole lot of time anyways when I could have just created a 15-minute podcast. So it's a little bit sad to see myself and the people around me do that kind of stuff, because we have so many ideas and we don't get to act on some of them just because of ourselves. Like, we get in our own head and we don't really make the time. We don't manage our time well. You know, we don't feel like we are allowed to be creative. And it makes sense in the society that we live in why we don't. But it's so important to do the things that you are motivated behind, that you're passionate about. You know, like event planning is another thing that I want to take seriously, but I feel like I make excuses for myself or I don't give my all to that when I know that I can, because I'm a person that doesn't have to do anything. And I think that's another thing, is that I just don't do it at all, because once I start doing something, I won't have to do it. I have to go all the way in. I'm an all the way in kind of person. And I'm all the way in with work and school. And that's two things that are heavy. And I guess I make excuses because I don't feel like I can be all the way in with one more thing because I'm already busy. But I really wish that I wouldn't do that. And I really wish that, you know, my generation wouldn't do that. I wish that we valued our creativity more. I wish that we managed our time better. I wish that we worked together to figure these types of things out, you know? I wish that my generation was empowered to be what we wanted to be instead of what we're told to be. And I feel like I just want to help empower youth, and I want to get to a place where I can do, you know, motivational speaking. And I want to start with this podcast with just bettering my speech. You know, I want to get my thoughts out there. I want to get my perspective out there. I want to help, you know, other people, and I want to hear other people so that they can help me grow And I'm just starting with this podcast just because I feel like this is a good start. And I feel like I can really just get on here, talk myself through things, help talk others through things, and I can grow and I can start taking ownership of the things that I want to do, and I can seriously commit to doing things because I'll have an audience of people that, you know, are looking out for me, and, you know, I can really just spend some time. It's pretty quick to be able to get out here. I'm not doing rehearsing on this. Like I said, it's organic, it's real. Bear with me, but it makes it easier because I don't have to sit here and just play back and forth with it. I want to get to a point where, you know, I do have a real podcast, maybe on the laptop and a microphone set up really nicely, but I feel like this is definitely a good start, and I just, I want to see what you guys think. I want to get you guys' opinions and perspective, and I want to get some topics from you guys that you want me to talk about. And overall, I just want you guys to enjoy this. So thank you for listening to Common Sense with Nasia. And that's it.